This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then it's off to the weekend. I consider Ask Dr. Jesse Friday part of the weekend, just a heads up. And oh, just another heads up about something else. I know Lindsey Graham was in the JAG Corps, all right? And I'm not insulting the JAG Corps, I'm really not. But going to be a lawyer and then leaving that to be a senator to send other people to war all the time, I consider that chicken hawk. I do now and always will. But back to the, we were talking about education system and where it all went wrong and went through a bit of the history with the Soviets and then the Chinese and where we're at now. But there's another part of it too, as he was talking about generations, how we went from leaders and thinkers and individuals, and we've gotten to where we are now, where we really are a nation of followers. We follow what other people say. I played it a couple times tonight, but along these lines, I go back to this moment when Trump stood up there with Perks and Fauci, and this is the 3-year anniversary of this.
I just wanted to read. There's an answer to this.
Oh yeah, go ahead, Tony. He was my mentor, so I'm going to have to let him speak.
The small print here. It's really small print. In states with evidence of community transmission, bars, restaurants, food courts, gyms, and other indoor and outdoor venues where groups of people congregate should be closed.
Now, it's not just that they said that. It's not just that they said that. It's that we did it. When I look back on that, my disappointment about COVID is actually not as much about the government and our medical institutions and our various institutions and how broken they are. Now, that woke me up the same way it woke you up to how broken and horrible they are. But the hardest thing for me about COVID wasn't finding out that all the people who lead us are useless turds. It was finding out that Americans, more than I would like, the majority, they want to be told what to do. They do. I can't relate to that. I can't relate to ever wanting to be told what to do, wanting to be taken care of. I can't relate to being scared enough that I would let somebody do that to me. It's part of the reason it was awfully lonely on day one. Back to those of us who were opposing all this stuff day one, it wasn't just the left. It was almost everyone I knew on the right. Not just elected Republicans. It was the pundits too. Shut up, go home. We don't know what it is. We're scared. And I remember looking especially at the pundits on the right. Maybe you can make half an excuse for the useless politicians because, well, they're useless. But if you're on the right, You've been sitting behind the microphone or in front of a TV camera for how many years talking about liberty and freedom and America and the land of the free and the Constitution? We love to pull out the Constitution. Look at my Constitution. I keep one in my pocket. And you know all about Adam Smith and John Adams and George Washington and the founders. And you know so much about freedom and what we're supposed to be. And a virus got here. And in half a second, well, it's just 15 days. Go home. Government said so. I still remember how disappointed I was. Don't I sound like a father? But it's true. I was so disappointed in my fellow Americans. I remember looking around thinking, this is a bunch of crap. Now, how's that tie into the question about education? Well, you've heard of Kublai Khan. You ever heard of Kublai Khan? I love this story. So you know who Genghis Khan was. Everyone knows who Genghis Khan was, the outstanding Mongolian general leader who took the Mongols from some fairly backwater tribe status in the Asian steppe to pretty much conquering most of the known world. Europe better be real happy that Genghis Khan died early, or else he was coming for them too. Anyway, Genghis Khan. He has a son. There's all kinds of succession problems because, well, there's always succession problems. But anyway, he ends up with the grandson, Kublai Khan. Kublai Khan is running the Mongol Empire, kind of, at this point, by the way. I should point out, by this point, the empire was already dividing, but he was in charge of most of it and was probably, he was probably the most powerful man on the planet at this point in time, Kublai Khan. Only now, you see, when Genghis Khan was there, when Genghis Khan started out, they were from the Asian steppe, S-T-E-P-P-E, in case you're wondering how to spell that. And in case you're wondering what that is, picture Asia. All right, don't worry about the little details. Details don't matter. But you see Russia up there on top and down in India and China. You see that? If you were to draw a big, fat, horizontal line from east to west, across the middle of Asia, that would be the steppe. Notoriously a very harsh place, from heat to cold to misery. And the Mongols were people who grew up there. They lived there, nomadic lifestyle, lived there on horseback, always good with a bow, hunting, fishing to survive, living your life in the cold and the heat and basically turning themselves into this hardened peoples who were primed to have a great leader like Genghis Khan organize them and go start kicking everyone else around because there wasn't anyone else that hard. Just two generations later, it's not Genghis Khan's great-great-great-great-great-grandson, two generations later, Kublai Khan, he's not set up in the Asian steppe anymore. You know where he is? He's in a beautiful Chinese palace because they had taken over China pretty much. He's wearing Chinese silks, got a whole harem full of Chinese dimes. He's living the life of a king. He's getting fat because he has all the food. He has everything he could ever possibly want. And Kublai Khan began to see around him that his Mongols were losing what made them Mongols just because of comfort, just because of wealth and success. When we look at America and the education system on top of everything else we talked about, and we look at how we've changed as a people from what we call the greatest generation and before to where we are now, a lot of that is just wealthy and bored and fat, and you get too far away from what you were. Can you wrap your mind around the bravery it would take for not a single dude? I expect single dudes to do brave things because single dudes are idiots. I know, because I was one forever. And we do things that threaten our lives. Imagine if you're a dad or a mom. You're a family, right? Husband and wife, and you got five kids. Can you imagine quitting your job, throwing your entire family in a crappy, uncomfortable wagon, and going out west where the chances are not good that you will all live to see the next 5 years? In fact, you have almost no chance. You will look at your family, whether you're the husband, wife, whoever, look at everyone in the family. Someone's going to die within the next 5 years, if not more than one of you. And we did it in droves in this country. That's wild, isn't it? That's wild, that way of thinking. We went from being a nation that would throw the whole family in a covered wagon and go out west just for the chance to be on your own and make it and be free. We went from that to social distancing. Oh my gosh, your mask isn't on, guys. Oh my gosh. Do you have any hand sanitizer? I've already used it 9,000 times today. Oh, my son. We went from a nation that traveled west on a covered wagon to a nation of, oh, sorry, son, you and the grandkids can't visit. You're not triple vaccinated like I am. Now, obviously, we can look scornfully on that being what we've become, but we should also give ourselves enough grace to understand that's what happens when you have a wealthy, successful nation. Every powerful nation in the history of mankind has suffered, and most of them wrote it down, the ones who had writing, has suffered from this exact problem. You come up in your hard scrabble, and you're freedom-loving, and you're hardworking, and you're smart, and you're making it, and then soon you got everything coated in gold, and you're eating bonbons all day long, and you just lose what it was that made you you. So that's happened too. All right, enough of that. Let's get to this poor sap. Man, did you see what happened in the Bahamas? I can't tell if this is bad or awesome, but we're going to discuss it, and then we'll get to some emails in just a second. America needs chalk. We do. It's wild. When you talk to the chalk boys, they will tell you, not only is this an American company, American manufacturing, natural herbal supplements, they feel as if they're on a mission to save the country, trying to get America's testosterone levels back up. But look, that is part of the problem. You realize that. Testosterone levels are half of what they were 50 years ago. There's a reason no one ever pulled this crap before when we got a disease. But now they pulled it and everyone's like, yes, Mr. Government, I'll do whatever you want. Just keep me safe. A whole nation needs on a male vitality stack. The ladies need on a female vitality stack. Don't think you're getting out of this either, ladies. It's time. It's time to get stronger again. It's time to buck up. It's time to return to tradition and go back to what we've always been. Go to chalk.com. Go look at everything they have. They have a lot more than just the stacks. That's just what I take, the male vitality stack. They have so many natural herbal supplements. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, all right? CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm so excited for this one. We'll get to some emails here in a second, but this story just has me laughing something fierce. I got to be honest. I've been texting Clay and Buck about this story all day, and they've been texting back, and it's just been hilarious. The headline is the developer's Bahamas proposal plan is ruined after an official assumes the girlfriend is a lady of the night. I'm not going to finish the headline. Not making this up. Apparently, this dude is from Miami. He takes his lady friend, his girlfriend, down to the Bahamas because he's going to propose. He's going to pop the question to her. And an immigration official wouldn't let him into the country because she thought, she said to the woman, and I quote, I know why you're here, the lady said to her. Now, here's the question. If you're the dude, I know you have to act outraged on your girlfriend's behalf. So I'm perfectly aware that he's not going to be making any public statements to the contrary. I'm sure he's all full of righteous indignation about the whole thing. But he looks like he's about 30, 40 years older than her. Doesn't a small part of that kind of feel good? Doc, I'm just asking the question. I'm asking. It's an innocent question to ask. I would think, you know, everything he's saying to her, I wonder if she knows that every bit of outrage he's showing her, he's saying something very different to his friends. And all his boys, they're all texting him right now, and it's hilarious. Gosh, I want to be on someone else's group text exchange so bad. All right, before we get to why the Red Cross is trash and the Pentagon, let's get to the latest Trump hit on Heavy D. I love this. This is awesome. Everyone's all mad at Trump about it. I think it's fantastic. Ron DeSantis is hit with an ethics complaint from Trump's super PAC. It's called the Make America Great Again, Inc. And it filed an ethics complaint against Ron DeSantis for essentially running a presidential campaign without having declared he's running for president. Now, listen, none of this is important. So whoever's team you're on, it doesn't matter. You don't need to stress about this. But I love this kind of dirty campaigning. I think it's awesome. Because look, as we talked about before, they both want different things and they're both correct in what they want. Both of them are 100% correct. Ron DeSantis wants to stay out of the race for as long as he possibly can. That way he can look above it all and look like he's not campaigning when he's clearly campaigning. And he's just, no, I'm just on a book tour. That's why I've been to Iowa and California. And no, just a book tour here. So he wants to stay out, and it allows him to govern. And people love that because DeSantis has been correctly pointing to the scoreboard every time someone criticizes him. Oh, you suck at this. Look at the scoreboard. Everyone loves me. Oh, you suck at this. Well, I just won my last election by 20. Everyone loves me. It's a great move. Trump, on the other hand, even though he's still the most popular Republican in America, doesn't have any legislative power right now. He doesn't have any. He doesn't have the bully pulpit. He's a civilian, just like you and me. And that's frustrating when you're competing with the guy who's still in government. Therefore, he's still doing things. So Trump can't do anything but put out, you know, he can do rallies and he can put out videos and commercials and things like that. But as far as significant wins, he can't notch them because he's not in power. He's not president anymore. Heavy D can pass some new law tomorrow, some new anti-left law tomorrow, and we'll all be cheering about it. I'll be talking about it on the show. Everyone's cheering. Trump can't sign anything into law. He's not president. He's not governor. He's not anything. So Trump needs him to get in. He needs him to officially announce. DeSantis needs to stay away. Trump needs him to get in. So he's pulled every single dirty, underhanded tactic to try to get him in. And again, because I'm the one who wants a bloody primary, I think it's fantastic. And because I'm big on the "you voted for this" campaign, and also because I'm not on anyone's team, you probably have picked one already, so you're going to find this stuff more stressful than I am. But because of the "you voted for this" campaign, I'm totally at peace with whoever wins the primary. You know why? Because the voters are going to choose. The primary voters are going to show up. People who care enough, they're going to show up, and they're going to choose. Your choice, whatever you want. Muddy it up, smear it up, have a good fight, go earn my vote. That's it. Heavy D's going to have to learn how to deal with dirty crap like that if he wins the primary anyway and takes on the Democrat. I think it's a pretty smart move. Everyone's all mad at Trump about it. I think it's a slick move. I don't think that's going to work, but it's still, you got to try. You got to try to goad him into getting in the race. He even took a shot at his wife. That's just what he does. He's going to try to, again, Trump wants this to be a bloodbath, an in-the-mud bloodbath. DeSantis has a different style, Harvard guy. He wants this to be more of a, you know, hard nose, but more of a traditional race. Whoever runs their race is going to win. If you see Heavy D out there calling Donald Trump stupid nicknames and stuff like that, Donald Trump's going to win that race. You're not going to out-muddy up Donald Trump. Trump's going to muddy you up. I love it. All right, let's get to, you know, here's an email. Jesse, I was listening to the show and you began talking about being grateful and the place for to donate for ultrasounds for children in the womb. Good cause. That is preborn you're talking about. That is something I was told, I was having a conversation with somebody who had been pro-abortion in her past life. And she was talking about how, look, when we people who are against abortion, when we talk about it, we talk about taking something away. But oftentimes what we should be talking about is giving them something. That's what preborn does. It's why I love it so much. They're not standing out in front of abortion clinics screaming at some scared young lady calling her a murderer. They're offering her something free. Hey, here's an ultrasound for free. We're not doing anything. Just here's a free ultrasound. And then when she hears that heartbeat, she realizes she's being given something tremendous, a baby, right? The opportunity to be a mother. What's better than that? Let's help them. You got $28? You got $28,000? It's all tax deductible. Give what you can. Go to preborn.com/Jesse. Give what you can. They'll update you. You'll save lives. It's incredible. Preborn.com/Jesse, all right? Sponsored by Preborn. She said, look.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts. Rid our love.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. It occurs to me that I've loved that song for a long time, and I'm not actually sure what Radar Love is. Now that I think about it, that might not even be appropriate. Let's forget about that. We're moving on. Tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. All 3 hours worth. Let's check in on Minnesota's Lieutenant Governor.
Because let's be clear. This is life-affirming and life-saving healthcare. When our children tell us who they are, it is our job as grown-ups to listen and to believe them. That's what it means to be a good parent.
Yeah, these people are not jobs, man. these people are not jobs. You see this? Let's do another quick World War III update. In case you're wondering if our military is getting serious and they're prepping for some rough times to come, because right now, if it kicks off in Taiwan and if we do what Joe Biden says and we get involved in that, then we'll be fighting a two-front war, both fronts being thousands of miles from home. But the Pentagon's ready. Headline, the Pentagon's strategic management plan devotes roughly one out of every six pages to diversity and climate change. It's going well. Going real well here. Dear Oracle, earlier this week you said someone said act your wage, which you scoffed. I totally agree with you on all you say about being a good employee. To rebut act your wage ridiculousness, I would say, quote, act the wage you want. If you don't act your wage, then that, so on and so. No, it's a good point. It's a good point. Says he likes the show, is an employer himself. I think the advice I give young people is the best. Look, I've been there. I've been in jobs I didn't want to be in, and I've been in jobs where I wanted to be in the job, but I wanted the next job above. So I just started doing the job. And almost every time, I got the next job above. When I was selling RVs, remember that's what I was doing before I did this? They made me sales manager after a year. You know why they made me sales manager after a year? Sales manager has to go around, help all the other salesmen close deals, help them figure out the financing, check in on people's paperwork. Well, I wanted the sales manager job. I wanted the sales manager paycheck. So I just went around the office and started checking on everyone's deals and helping them out and helping them close deals. And therefore, when it came time to get a sales manager, I was the no-brainer. I was already doing the daggone job. You know, my mentor in radio, Michael Berry, he told me some of the best advice I've ever gotten, and it's advice I give you if you're thinking about starting some TV show or podcast or whatever. I encourage everyone to do that if you want. Maybe you got something interesting to say. He told me, listen, then this is when we started less than 5 years ago, right, Chris? 4.5 years ago. Man, it's crazy. 4.5 years ago, we were given a one-hour show, 7 to 8 o'clock at night, on the great KPRC in Houston, but 7 to 8 o'clock at night, 1 hour show. It's not Rush Limbaugh, right? But he told me every single time you sit down, you do a show acting like the entire world is listening. Like everyone is listening. He said, because you never know who's listening. All it takes is one right person. And little did I know all that time doing radio that way, the president or premier was listening. How about that? Let's get to some more emails. Mighty Oracle frontman, world famous author, and connoisseur of fine tequilas. I work for a communist DEI loving company. We'll call it, oh, this is hilarious. We'll call it Big Gay Auto Parts. And then he goes on to tell me the name of the auto parts, but he asked me not to read it on the air, so I won't. A good friend of mine is a trainer here, has been flying to California to help open new locations. These stores in California have gender-neutral bathrooms. Of course. During the visit, he walked to the brand-new bathroom after a large lunch at the local Mexican restaurant, and needless to say, he left it much worse off than he found it. All the staff in the back are female, tri-colored, rainbow-haired employees, and one of them yelled, "I can't believe you just did that to our bathroom. You couldn't have gone to the front? We don't want that smell back here." He looked at her and smiled and said, "Hey, you voted for this. Enjoy." And walked away. He's a loyal Jesse Kelly Show listener like me and couldn't wait to tell me. He says, "You played taps for my dad a while back, Sergeant Doug Kuntz in Mobile, Alabama. Thank you again, brother. Keep crushing the commies. Let the bar eat, and long live Maria Salazar." Yeah, the bar. Speaking of Mobile, Alabama, have you ever seen it? I think it'll do well on radio. We'll see. Have you ever seen the greatest local news clip ever? Now, this is from Mobile, Alabama, and this is old. This has been around for years. But I watch this about once every year. On my life, this is not a parody. It's a little long, but I'm going to let it play. This is a local news report from Mobile. I love Mobile anyway. We got to go do some stuff down in Mobile. Alabama's so cool. Gosh, I love Alabama. Anyway, here it is from Mobile, Alabama.
Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's Crichton community. Many of you bring binoculars, camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in the tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah? Yeah!
Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. Others find it hard to believe and have come up with their own theories and explanations for the image.
My theory is it's casting a shadow from the other limb.
Could be a crackhead who got hold to the wrong stuff and told him to get up in a tree and play a leprechaun.
We don't get down to the bottom of this. You're still on there, guy. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
This guy, helping to direct traffic, says he's prepared for his encounter with the leprechaun. He's suited up from head to toe.
This wars off spells right here. This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather.
I'm sorry. You know, he just said great-great-great-grandfather. This is a black neighborhood. And the dude on the video who said my great-great-grandfather, who's Irish, he's black. Totally black.
Father who was Irish. I just came to help out.
Others just came to get lucky in hopes a pot of gold may be buried under this tree.
I'm going to run a backhoe and uproot that tree. I want to know where the gold is. I want the gold. Give me the gold. I want the gold.
This is Brian Johnson, NBC 15 News.
The best, maybe the best part of it is the part I can't do for you here. They have the sketch of the leprechaun. It's the worst thing you've ever seen in your entire life. All right, focus. Real quick PSA. Remember something. Just because a charity or a nonprofit sounds good, that doesn't mean it is good. In fact, most of them are trash. We have to ruthless. I love partnering with nonprofits. It's something we really enjoy on the show because the ones that have good causes and do good things makes us feel good. We talk about it all the time. We talk about it off the air. I like talking about Tunnel to Towers, and I like talking about Preborn and stuff like that. But do remember, always take the time. Don't take anyone's word for it, including mine. Always look it up for yourself. A lot of these organizations, they suck. The management sucks. They just blood suck your money out of them, and the money doesn't go where they tell you it's going to go. I remember when Hurricane Harvey hit Houston, where I live, and I remember Red Cross did a big fundraising drive, and you had to dig through the fine print, of course, but the money you were giving wasn't necessarily going to anybody involved with Hurricane Harvey or anyone hurt. Headline, this is from the Daily Caller. Red Cross packets show migrants where to cross the U.S. border. One, I'm sorry, Daily Caller, I love you, but they're not migrants. They're illegal immigrants. But Red Cross is sending them the information they need so they know where to cross. Just something to keep in mind for next time you're giving out some cash. All right, we have a little more audio we haven't got to yet, and then headlines I didn't get to, and then we're out. Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'll try to answer them better than Dome tried to answer her question on Stephen Colbert last night.
What is the actual role on a daily basis as you have found it?
Well, I have the great privilege of serving with Joe Biden, who was president of the United States. He really is a true partner, and he understands the job. And remember, we came in during the height of the pandemic.
Yes.
And so much of the work was about, okay, we've got to cover a lot of bases, and let's figure out how between us we can do it. Mm-hmm. But he is an extraordinary leader.
That's an excellent answer. And the question was, what is the job of the vice president? And your answer is part of the job, I'm guessing.
Well, you know, my job is to do, I mean, for example, I'll tell you, I was recently in Munich at the Munich Security Conference. Yes. And the job there was to stand up. And as you know, most of my career I spent as a prosecutor. And I declared that we, the United States of America, believe that Russia has committed crimes against humanity.
Oh, we're in so much trouble. But that's enough of Vice President Dome. Let's go to the second gentleman. I'm sorry. I know that's not right, but it'll never stop being funny to me that the husband of the vice president's called the second gentleman. I'd be all, just call me Doug.
What do you think is the most surprising thing about Vice President Harris that people out there don't know?
That they don't know?
Yes, and that you can say on this stage without us both getting in trouble now.
Well, she's like normal. She's exceedingly normal. She's an awesome wife. She loves to have fun. She loves to cook. She loves her family. She loves music.
Yeah, They sound close. All right, quit. Dear Menu Whisperer, being a fan of grilled cheese sandwiches, I usually drown each side of the sandwich with butter. A local radio show suggested using mayonnaise instead of butter. Ever heard of such? My wife said it sounded like a communist idea. His name is Scott. All right, one, your wife sounds awesome. Two, I have heard this a lot too. Put mayonnaise on the bread, put mayonnaise on the bread, because the mayonnaise is just basically fat. Just slap mayonnaise on the bread. All right, I need to clarify. I've only done it once, but I did it once, and I am a mayonnaise lover. Just, it was, what was it, an hour ago, guys? I Kamala'd down an Italian sub here that had mayonnaise on it. I love mayonnaise. I did not like it. I did not like it at all. I don't see anything that makes it superior to butter at all. Butter is one of the greatest things in the world. You don't sub out butter. And I love mayonnaise. You, whatever something calls for butter, double the butter. And that is why I also need to take vitamins every day, because my diet is bad. It's also why your dog needs to take Rough Greens every day, because your dog's diet is bad. And I know what you're probably saying. Jesse, we hardly give him any table scraps. First of all, you're a liar. I know you give him table scraps because I watch my sons, quote, accidentally drop their food on the floor all the time. Oh, no, I dropped another piece of bacon. Here, Fred, get it. I know what you're thinking. Your dog gets good dog food. There's nothing in your dog's food. It's dead. It's gone. Your dog will become incredibly healthier when you actually give him vitamins and minerals and probiotics and omega oils and antioxidants and all the things that you get with your diet. Can you imagine what you would be like if you just had dead food with nothing in it all day long? Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. It's a supplement. You pour it on your dog's food and your dog will love it. My dog just eats it up. Oh, wait a minute. I guess he does actually eat it up. But still, roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free jumpstart trial bag. All right? All right. You know what? Let's get to some headlines.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Goldman issues recession warning as shares in U.S. regional banks plunge. I'm not going to go into the details of First Republic Bank here, but I will say a bunch of banks organized a private bailout, if you will, of First Republic, and its shares have already plummeted over 20%. So that's going well today. Biden administration hit with a lawsuit over the approval of massive oil drilling project. We are enraged. Here's your reminder that Democrats, moderate Democrats, don't exist because their insane communist base actually runs the party. We were wrong. Pioneer in child gender dysphoria treatment says the trans medical industry is harming kids. I am glad she's coming out and saying something. I applaud her for it. But there are some things that you can be excused for not knowing. Like, I get emails all the time. Jesse, I bought into the 2 weeks to slow the spread thing, the 15 days to slow the spread. I was scared. I was, dude, that's understandable. You fell victim to the largest propaganda campaign in the history of mankind. If you're a doctor telling little girls to chop their breasts off, you're going to have to forgive me if I don't accept the "we just didn't know" excuse. You thought that was a good idea? Come on now. China and Russia and Iran hold joint military drills in the Gulf of Oman. Seems like a bad omen. What, Chris? That was good. You didn't see that coming. Failed Silicon Valley Bank gave Black Lives Matter over $73 million. Well, yeah, that's why they got bailed out. You got to pay your membership dues to the system. We've talked about this a lot. This is why so many of these corporations do these ridiculous outreach things, because they know the government's run by communists. If you help communist street groups, which the government wants you to help Antifa. They want you to help Black Lives Matter. They want you to keep funding it. If you do, you'll find some U.S. government checks heading your way, funded by the taxpayer. If you don't, well, you'll get the January 6th prisoner treatment. 1.6 million guns sold in the U.S. in the last month, near record levels. One of the things that really does truly give me hope for this country is Americans, they respond to any adversity, any tragedy, anything, no matter what it is, they go buy guns. Remember they did that with the pandemic. When the pandemic got here, oh, better go get some guns. Microscopic virus. I'm going to get some guns. Gosh, I love this country. Newark duped into sister city scam by non-existent Hindu nation Kalasa. Okay, I don't know what happened there, but all that's hilarious. Executive order on reducing gun violence and making our communities safer. This is from the Biden administration. Once again, a reminder, they made it about crime. Do not accept the communist premise. The right does this all the time. We argue in ways, in areas they want us arguing. They'll say it's about reducing crime. And the right will respond, no, it's not. Look at these statistics. We're the highest gun laws, the strongest gun laws get the highest crime. You already lost. You're arguing in their way. You can't have my guns. I'm supposed to have a lot of them so I can fight the government if I have to one day. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You want to ask me about that or anything else? All 3 hours is going to be for you. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. All right? That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.